Last episode's song about mispronouncing bird names was so popular that we are launching an entire new show dedicated to the art of mispronunciation called Noaddly Loaf. Each episode will explore ways to say names of things wrongly. The first episode of Noaddly Loaf is all about fruits. Fruits like epibulas, bananas, and raspberries. Episode 2 is all about flowers. Flowers like tulips and roses and ranunculus. So tune in to Noaddly Loaf, where wrong is right.
April Fools!
Got me!
Now what?
Hi, my name is Joni, and I have two jokes.
Hi, Joni. Okay, lay them on me.
What time do you visit the dentist?
I give up. I don't know.
Tooth hurdy.
Tooth hurdy. Oh, give me another one.
What's a dentist's favorite animal?
I don't know. What?
A molar bear.
It's a molar bear. Yeah, yeah. Molar bear.
Cue the choir.
Hold up. Joining the choir this week, all the way from Vega Baja, Puerto Rico, is Bad Bunny.
April Fools.
Okay. Joining the Noodle Loaf Choir this week are Ashlyn and Jeriel from Vancouver and Ramona from the Pachanga Indian Reservation in what is now called Southern California and sometimes abbreviated as SoCal. Take it away, kids.
La la la.
We're going to do a guided doodle later this episode, so if you can get something to draw with and something to draw on, then that would be great. If you can't, then no biggie. All right, let's finish some patterns.
Finish the pattern.
To play Finish the Pattern, all you need to do is finish the pattern. I'm going to play a sequence of sounds 3 times, but the 3rd time, I will leave out the last sound. Your job is to make that sound with your mouth, face, voice parts. Today's Finish the Pattern goes out to a noodleino named Mora. Okay, ready to begin? First pattern, go.
So, me, so, so, me. So, me, so, so, me. So, me, so, so.
If you said
me,
then you not only got it right, but you also answered the question, who is the only you that will ever be you? Next pattern, go!
So, me, do. So, me, do. So, me.
If your answer was
do,
then you not only got it right, but you also said what a cookie is before it's a cookie.
Do.
Next pattern, go.
So, me, do. So, me, do. So, me, do.
Did you go like this? If you made this sound, then you did a very goat job. Get it? Goat job. Next pattern, goat.
Do. Me. Do. Me. Do. Me.
And if you went like this, you have correctly finished the pattern. Great job, everybody. You know what? You deserve a little prize for doing such a great job. Here you go.
Do. Me. Do. Me. Do. Me. Do. Me.
Echo song. Echo song.
I'm pretty content with the fruits available to me all year round. But I'd be lying if I said there weren't certain times of the year when I wasn't extra content with the availability and deliciousness of certain fruits. Peach season, blueberry season, tomato season. I mean, come on. This song is about that. Now, you should feel free to swap in your own favorite fruits anytime this song pops into your head. This is an echo song, so all you need to do is sing what I sing after I sing it. Joni is in there to help you out.
Wake me up when it's mango season. I'm feeling for mango. Wake me up when it's mango season. I'm feeling for mango. Watermelon season.
Wake me up when it's watermelon season.
I'm feeling for watermelon.
I'm feeling for watermelon.
Wake me up when it's watermelon season.
Wake me up when it's watermelon season.
I'm feeling for watermelon.
Season.
I'm feeling for strawberries. Wake me up when it's strawberry season. I'm feeling for strawberries.
Hey, Grown Groans, if Noodle Loaf has been bringing some value to your family in the form of music education-flavored entertainment, then I ask you to consider showing your support by joining our Patreon for just $3 a month, roughly the cost of one decent baguette. Go to patreon.com/noodleloaf.
Guided doodling, guided doodling.
Do you have something on which to draw and something with which to draw? All you need to do to play Guided Doodle is listen to my instructions and draw what you hear me describe. And if you don't have anything to draw with, just use your finger in the air and your great big imagination. What you are drawing is a mystery to you. So let's see if I am able to put the picture in my head onto your paper. Ready? Let's begin. In the middle of your paper, draw an arrow pointing down that's not too big, about the size of a coin. At the tip of the arrow, draw an oval on its side, and then fill that in. Next, put your drawing tool, could be a pen, a pencil, marker, crayon, whatever you're drawing with, put it at the tip of that arrow, and starting there, draw a large heart, so that the bottom tip of the arrow is the top middle of the heart. You're doing great. Now, draw little dots all over the inside of the heart. And lastly, listen to this composition by the Italian composer Antonio Vivaldi about spring, and draw however it makes you feel in the space all around your drawing. Any idea what it is I was having you draw? I have a little collection of these guided doodles on Noodleloaf's Instagram page. I'd love to add your drawing to the collection. If a grown-up wants to share it on Instagram, just tag Noodleloaf Show so I can find it. And if a grown-up doesn't want to do that, that's okay too. That's our show. Thank you to our newest Patreon patron, Megan Markle.
April Fools.
All right, all right. Maybe when our kids are a little older. But for real, thanks to the kids on today's show, Ashlyn and Jeriel and Ramona, and to Joni and Shiloh for being so much fun to hang out with. And a huge Noodleloaf hootie hoo to our newest patrons, who are named Joe Chase, April Walters, Shy Wasserman, Trissy, Jack, and Jackie, James Walker, Clara Violet, Renee Barassa, and Jodin, Eloise, and Odin Tower, and my Aunt Lizzie. You patrons, you're the cinnamon in our oatmeal. Today's show is made by me, San Dax.
April Fools, but seriously though, soup is delicious. Have you ever had Megalotiny soup? Nope, what's that? My dad just abandoned it. I just spoke here. I wonder who's joining the choir this week. Let's find out. Cue the choir. Hold up. Wait a minute.